invite somebody to come over to see you this evening, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come. You might say, well, now if you don't come,
I'm gonna be mad.
Mm-hmm. But what about an old friend of yours that you haven't seen in a long time? When you see him for the first time, what might you see? What might you say to him?
There's my old buddy.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people around here say something like, well, I sure am mighty proud to see you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that?
I'm not disappointed. Mm-hmm. Proud to see you, I use that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about a young boy who keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly? And you think that he's probably getting kind of serious about her? You say that he's doing what?
Trying to hang his hat over.
any other kind of expression?
Courting.
Courting. Mm-hmm. Is that still used pretty much, or would that be a...
Courting used quite a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot, mostly, I guess the younger ones used dating.
Dating. Well, what about him? You call him, you say that he was her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
And if the boy came home one night and he had lipstick on his collar, mm-hmm. the little brother might see it and say, uh-huh, you've been
smooching. Kissing.
Uh-huh. Or what about if that boy asked the girl to marry him and she doesn't want him? You'd say she did what to him?
Refused him.
Mm-hmm.
Turned him down.
Or if she didn't turn him down, you might say they went ahead and got
married.
Mm-hmm. Talking about a marriage and a wedding, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
Mm-hmm. And the woman who stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
Have you ever heard of any kind of a celebration or something like that right after the wedding where a lot of people would go back to the couple's house and just start carrying on and making all kind of racket and commotion?
Reception?
Yeah. Is there something that wasn't exactly like a reception but was a lot more, caused a lot more commotion than that? You ever heard of anything like that?
Yeah, it used to be used a lot around here. I've been in on one or two. Boy, I'm getting old. I can't even remember what we call them. Chivalry.
Chivalry, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that still done?
Nah, very rarely up here.
When was the last one you went to?
Oh, I must have been between 15 and 20 years old.
What did you do?
I'll go away. Rattle tin can, throw rocks on the roof and stuff like that. And one time I took a wire and hooked it onto the gutter around the house and take a rock and run it and down it and make a terrible racket in the house.
That's terrible way to do something. What about, say, if you had been to Little Rock and you had seen somebody there that I know, and you were telling me about it later on, you might say, well, I saw so-and-so.
Saw George down Little Rock the other day.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were in Fayetteville and saw the same person, you might tell me what.
Yeah. I said, old George is really getting around. I seen him up.
Uh-huh. Or say if you saw him in Fort Smith